back from recess. Very quickly, we have a housekeeping matter regarding accounts payable.
Motion to approve check number 326895.
Second.
Motion's been made. Second to approve check number 326895. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Helen, if you're listening, all checks were approved today. Agenda request review, Nikki.
The clerk's office has requested some time to clean up some BOE issues. There's like five that are remaining, like maybe the last week of December.
Do we want to do that the day that we have commission or the later, latest day in the week? What did she have in mind?
It was your prerogative.
Well, my question is if it's early in the week and she has more during the week, is that feasible or would just...
How about we think about the 29th, which is the last, it's the Thursday of the, last Thursday of the year, and then...
They didn't necessarily want to do it on that Tuesday. They just indicated during that week sometime.
Let's see if we can schedule it for Thursday. I agree with Jim.
Okay.
We also tentatively at least have our final budget hearing that we're going to try to schedule for that day.
Are we?
That was our plan.
Carol Davis has requested to talk about her reimbursable budget. It's 113-2006.
Monday?
Something you will, well, you want to cover this with her in like a budget session?
Actually, what we talked about was we were going to have counsel review it first, and then that may solve the issue. Monday I won't be here. Remember, I'm going to the MU campus on for the IT steering committee. But you can still have the meeting Monday if you want to have it Monday. I just think it may be resolved today.
Do you want to speak with our attorney and then let me know?
I mean, if it's, it concerns our budget hearing, it should take place during the budget hearing with them when we schedule it. And the way I understand that, those hearings will be scheduled from 13th to the 15th, right? Will
the,
is that the question?
How about we do this? How about we wait until we talk to counsel about it?
Okay.
I mean, that's my opinion, because I think I'll have better answers after the counsel gives us some advice.
There's a misunderstanding with some individuals within the system regarding expenses and regarding revenues. And we need certainly to clear that up. We're going to talk with counsel today about it. And if we need to reschedule this in a discussion open with her at her...
Sure. Whatever you guys would want.
It's fine.
We're going to talk about it today in closed session.
Sounds great. I scheduled a meeting to discuss the transfer station with an Aegis representative. You had me pull it back off the calendar.
I did.
We were going to speak with Broden Bridge this morning regarding, is this something I need to place back on the calendar?
That's the conversation with the transfer station information from DNR now. The question is, do we move forward with Aegis or do we go forward with another engineering company? And we were going to have an update with the new representative, because the Aegis representative has left the company that was working with us. Is it something you'd rather me work with the engineering company directly, since I've had the DNR conversation? I believe I gave you guys some updates on that last week. Or do you want the Aegis to come in first? Or
And you're just going to extend to them our thoughts of extending the building and all those things?
Yeah, basically that. Talk about the operations manual and see what the contract we have is an hourly. I don't want to commit to any more funds. I want them to give me estimates on what it would take to fix the operation manual with diagrams, give us an estimate of what it would take to extend the building from just an engineering services, not even for them to do it, but how much time to get to that point for us to make a decision if we want to do that or not.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
You want me to just deal with them directly?
I don't have any problem with it.
I can have an initial meeting and then come back and bring everything back to you guys. What would you like to do?
I thought that that's sort of where we were headed the other day when we chatted about this.
Well, I did, but that's before this. That's where I haven't had a chance to talk to Nikki since our meeting, our discussion Friday.
Let's do just exactly as you stated.
So
I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to post something when I get some information.
Thank you.
You asked me to come back to you regarding the budget hearing recordings.
Budget hearing recordings. Okay.
Don Neely had requested.
Yes. How did we leave the conversation last week? It was we were going to omit those two because of personnel information was discussed.
Wait just a minute. Claire, make your comment again to me, please.
About what she wants to talk about? Budget hearing recordings?
I thought that we defined for her that the only things that we were interested in, the only thing that we should do differently, was the two that there were questions regarding personnel. And that
everything else
she wanted to post everything else that was up to
and
her.
And it's fine. You guys told me to come back to you with this.
I thought we'd had that
if
discussion with
deal,
her, right?
It's fine.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Talk with me about currently what we're looking at in budget. I know that we're 11 o'clock
tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All day. Do we have any budget worked in on the 12th? Or does it begin on the 13th?
13th. Well,
we need to have discussions on the 12th, most definitely,
right,
regarding the 13th.
Well, because of the sensitivity of the timing, I think we need to make sure the 12th is mostly budget discussions because that's finalized in the 12th or the 13th presentation, I believe.
What do we currently have on the 12th, Nikki?
We do not have budget on the 12th.
I'm sorry?
We don't have budget on the 12th.
Well,
we don't have budget and there's nothing else
posted. There's nothing at all?
I can put it in there.
No, we want budget.
Okay.
All day if possible.
Okay.
All you've got is...
Go ahead.
All you've got right now is like the monthly budget report that Rick submits at 9:05, agenda review, and then we also have some court order abatements, which is a standing meeting.
Right.
Other than that, there's nothing else. So I think you can fill the whole day with budget. Yeah, just do the whole day with budget, and we'll work. I mean, that's what I'm hearing is that we do budget and we work around if we need to do something specific. That comes up.
Well, we're wanting to button up
we're going to speak on.
Yeah, PowerPoint presentation. Hopefully you can do part of that tomorrow.
Hopefully most of it tomorrow. So,
okay. So that there'll be time.
That's great. Here's some stuff.
Nikki, would you also follow up for us on specific appointments that are outstanding? I know that Jan was here this morning and Tyler was here for a while. Yeah, we need to know what appointments are vacant or potentially could be vacant at the end of the year so that...
Okay. I'll get with Jillian. She handles the...
Thank you very much. If you would have her contact media then and let them know.
In here's the things we've accomplished today and an easement we approved. If you can just make sure. That's whole pile of that for you. I bet you have.
Okay. You have to call them the easement?
You already took that Veterans Day resolution, correct? Okay. And Jim, one more thing on the postings you're going to get with Mark Riss for board postings?
Yes, I already sent him a note.
Okay. glad to hear that wasn't tic-tac-toe you were playing.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying I already sent him a note.
We have independent insurance services scheduled for 11:30.
I think they're in the hallway if you want to invite them in. If they...
We can, but you want to stand in recess till 11:30?
Sure.
Let's do that.